We have three scripture readings this morning. Two are noted in the bulletin, but there was one I knew I needed to add, basically because I wanted to open my sermon with it, but you know, it also just fits, and I encountered it a number of times this week as well. So our first reading comes to us from the book of Lamentations, the third chapter, verses 21 through 24. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in God. Our second reading comes from Psalm 127, the first two verses. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the guard keeps watch in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil. For God gives sleep to God's beloved. And our third reading is from the Gospel of Mark. Reading from the 12th chapter, verses 38 to 44. As Jesus was teaching, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in their houses of worship and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into it. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then Jesus called the disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." God's word for God's people. God is still speaking. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in God. Every morning. Every morning. Beginning at 7 p.m. last Tuesday night, I chose to observe a 36-hour fast from all news media, even on my phone. My spouse, who is now on a two-week adventure in South America and the Galapagos Islands, was the one that morning who shared the results of our nation's general election with me. On Thursday morning, once I mustered the courage to begin exploring those results, I discovered, first in my Substack, then referenced in Reverend William Barber's post-election missive for the Poor People's Campaign, and in a few other places too, the words of Venice R. Williams, director of an urban farm named Alice's Garden, and founder of a vocational center named The Table, both in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A black woman building beloved community, Williams is also a lay minister, teacher, healer, and facilitator. In a reflection for her local Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, published on Wednesday, November 6th, Williams said, and I quote, "You are awakening to the same country you fell asleep to. The very same country. Pull yourself together. And when you see me, do not ask me, what do we do now? How do we get through the next 4 years? Some of my ancestors dealt with at least 400 years of this under worse conditions. Continue to do the good work. Continue to build bridges, not walls. Continue to lead with compassion. Continue the demanding work of liberation for all. Continue to dismantle broken systems, large and small. Continue to set the best example for the children. Continue to be a vessel of nourishing joy. Continue right where you are, right where you live into your days. Do so in the name of the Creator, who expects nothing less from each of us. And if you are not continuing all of the above, in community, in partnership, in collaboration, what is it you have been doing? What is it you are waiting for? Today, this morning and every morning, you and I are called and challenged and blessed and equipped by God to continue walking in the way of Jesus, to continue loving God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind, to continue loving our neighbors as ourselves, to continue as the prophet Micah proclaimed, to do justice, to continue to love kindness, to continue to walk humbly with our God, to continue building and serving community in Christ's name. And so this morning, and every morning, please, God, we pray that with your steadfast love and endless mercies, new every single morning, we may continue to be bold, we may continue to be daring, we may continue to be love, even here and even now. Amen and amen.